This is Building Bridges with Mimi Rosenberg and Ken Nash.
There is a nationwide epidemic of police brutality. The victims are overwhelmingly African American, Latinx, Indigenous, and other people of color. Stolen lives. The victims of brutal or murderous police can't speak for themselves, but their families tell their stories. They tell the stories of communities under the gun and their unrelenting quest for justice. Stolen lives. Listen now to the stories which provide important and compelling exposures of the epidemic of police brutality, not of a few bad apples or some isolated incidents, but of policing itself, the cops, the agents of ICE, the jailers, and the functions they were intended to perform. And with their blue wall of silence, their unions, their fraternal organizations that act as a sword and shield to protect them. Stolen lives should move us to join the struggle to abolish conceptually and structurally policing and stand with the families who have been in the forefront in our streets, crying out that another world is possible and we are the ones to make it so. Stolen lives, and now we rally.
Because if we don't get it, if we don't get it, if we don't get it, if we don't get it,
shut it down.
If we don't get it,
shut it down.
There's too many names. There's too many names.
I'm going to call up one of my family members who's been in the struggle with me for quite some time, for 8 years. Muhammad Ba was killed 2012 also, the same year as Chantel Davis, the mother of Hawa Ba. Good afternoon, everyone. No justice!
No peace!
No justice!
No peace!
No justice!
No peace!
What you want?
Justice!
What you want?
Justice!
When?
Now!
When?
Now!
When?
Now!
Thank you. My name is Hawa Ba. I'm the mother of Muhammad Ba. Woo! Muhammad Ba was my son. He got sick on 2012. I asked everyone how I can take him to the hospital. Everyone tell me I should call an ambulance. I call an ambulance and never call police. Before the ambulance people arrive, police arrive. I tell them, I don't call you, go away. They never listen to me. They come like they're going to fight war because they see black woman. What her black son who named Muhammad Ba. Believe I'm an immigrant, I will not expose them and put the truth out. Every neighbor would tell them, this man is a good man. If you are claiming to open to elect him and talk to him, he will open the door. Yet they refuse because they see another black man to kill. They force the door up having warrant. Who's against NYPD protocol? They shoot my son 8 times in the own house when they drive me and my family outside. And I feel when they shoot my son, I was falling. I say, I don't believe when they was coming back and forth so much. I tell them, please, please let me talk to my son. They say they're helping him, they will take him to the hospital. When they shooting, I was falling, people hold me. They say, Mom, what happened? I say, I feel something. If it's not me, it's my son. Few minutes later, they come and say, who opened the door? I say, why is it my son? He say, oh, he got a couple of shoot. I say, couple of shoot? He said, no, he just got a scratch on his hand, he will get better. I was having the neighborhood around me. He said, Mommy, were all the white folks close to your black son? He dead. I said, dead? They can't kill my son. He don't do nothing wrong. They said, let me take him to the hospital and come meet you. I said, no, I want to be with my son. I want to see my son. They refused. To summarize, realize it didn't take me 6 years. I say, I don't want to hear anything about settlement. I don't want to hear anything until I know what's wrong with my son. I take them to table sit and testimony. During the testimony, the man who shot my son in the head, they ask him, he say, what you shoot this young man in his head for? You are claiming that he's stabbing you. Is Mr. Bauer stabbing you? He said, no. They say, is Mr. Bauer stabbing anyone? He said, no. Yet, that man Edwin Macho, before he killed Mohammed Ba, he was having 5 complaints. They never hold me liable up to now. They never hold me accountable up now. He walking over here gone. I have to stop. Yes. We will take the street. Yes. We will mass. We will talk until the whole evil criminal cap is liable. They have to face lifetime jail and cut their pension. Yes. Then when you jeopardize somebody's family, make sure your family is jeopardized. What's the name today of solidarity with Joe Flo's family and everyone who stands since Joe Flo died? His death cannot be in vain. It's the time for us to change now. We cannot wait until tomorrow. We're calling today the city to defund the NYPD fund of $1 billion. They not deserve that. Use all that money, you pay them so much, they're not doing their job. Thank you.
Thank you. Love you. In February 2012, 4 months prior to my sister being killed, a family in the Bronx was dealing with the tragedy. But this family, in the midst of all their trauma, came to Brooklyn to give my family support and let us know the sneaky, conniving things that the media and the NYPD would do to dehumanize my sister, the mother of Romali Graham.
Everyone, thank you for being here, and you're going to hear a lot of stories about our loved one. But you're going to also hear about how the system victimizes again on top of what they did to our family. Romali was 18 years old. Romali was with 2 friends walking home. We live in the Bronx. He stopped on White Plains Road on 228th Street. We live on 229th Street. He stopped in a bodega and he came back out. There was 2 undercover cops across the street surveilling the bodega. Had nothing to do with my son. When Romali walked out of the bodega, he walked up to the block and there's a couple of friends he gave a high pound to and kept on walking to pull up his pants. These officers claimed they saw a butt of a gun in my son's waist. And all my son was doing was adjusting his pants because his buckle was loose. They followed my son home. My son walked in my house, and a couple of minutes later, you seen the cop trying to bust the door down, trying to kick in the door, doing all sort of things, trying to gain access to the apartment. There's 3 cameras. There's one on White Plains Road by the bodega. There's one where he turned the corner on 229th Street, and the one that's on my a house where I rented. I did not own the house, so I didn't put a camera there. The cops gained entrance through the back door by putting their gun in a young kid that was on the first floor, Javion, face, and order him outside. When Javion came outside, they proceeded to run to the house. Eric Dixon, the father that sent Javion to go look who was at the door, encountered them, and they put the gun in his face, and Usher moving him to the side and telling him to run to his first floor. Opened up the front door and let the cops in. The cop proceeded upstairs, kicked my door in. Minutes later, my son was dead. My mom was in the house. and my son Chinar, who was 6 at the time. He's now 14. They killed him in front of him and my mom. Chinar called his sister at work and told her that they killed Romali, and he didn't want her to come home and saw what happened to her brother. So he was calling her to tell her what happened before she gets home. There's no way a young kid at that age should ever experience anything like that. But you know why I fight? I fight because of them. I fight for them because I always tell them, you have to believe and nothing's gonna hand it down free to you. You have to work for what you want and what you believe in. So if I had stopped, I would just prove them wrong about their mom. And I know I'm strong. I'm a fighter. I'm a warrior. I will never give up. Officer Ace was allowed to walk because our mayor refused to fire him. This is why Mayor de Blasio has to go. He must resign now. There's two murder on his watch, and he keeps on defending these officers. We put him in office. We're going to make sure he come up before his time. I have one question for Mayor de Blasio. Kiara was protesting the other day, and she got arrested. And you were so upset that they leaked that she was arrested. Yeah. But your NYPD people been doing that for years and get away with it. For years they've been doing it and get away with it. Kiara was out there protesting, and she has all right to protest because she's a black woman. Yeah. She has all right. But I want to ask Mayor de Blasio, would it be okay if a cop bash her upside the head like they were doing to the protester? Would he still stand behind the cops? Would he still stand behind her when they shoot a rubber bullet at her? Would he still stand by when they mace her? Tear gas her, would he still stand with them? When are you going to stand up and have some backbone? We are tired. We are fed up. And we're going to continue to fight. So we're here today. We calling for the deep. We don't need no more police officers in our neighborhood. We need schools. We need education. We need health care. Our kids need to be able to walk in our neighborhood without cops and being harassing them. My son don't need to go to school and police harass him in school. That's not why I send him to school. I send him to learn. We want guidance counselor. We want nurses. We want PPE for nurses, like myself on the front line. So I'm saying to you, stand with the families. Stand with us and demand that they cut NYPD budget by $1 billion. Thank you. July 1st, $1 billion.
Constance Malcolm, Ramallah Graham. Thank you. Next we're gonna have, 9 months after Chantel, 1 mile away in East Flatbush, March 2013, 16-year-old Kamani Gray was murdered by the same unit that killed Chantel. Up speaking is Carol Gray, the mother of Kamani Gray.
If we don't get no justice,
if we don't get no
justice,
if we don't get no
justice, I said if we don't get no justice, if we don't get no justice,
if we don't get no peace,
what do we want?
Justice.
What do we want?
Now.
I'm sick of saying justice.
Yeah.
We want war. We want water! Our blood is boiling! It's like a volcano over here! My name is Carol Gray. I'm the mother of Kimani Gray. Murdered, not killed, murdered 2013 by NYPD. Coming home from a Sweet 16 party, just standing around with his friends. Kimani was labeled, demonized,
plant a gun on Kimani, which has no fingerprint for Kimani, no DNA, and they still got away. Mia de Blasio, Governor Cuomo, say, every legislature, every senate, we want our children to be free. We want them to walk the street and be free. Take a look up here. Look up here. Every time your officers kneel on someone's neck or fire a bullet into a black girl, a black woman, a black boy, a brown boy, we are the ones who feel it up here. We have to live this. It's a life sentence. Life sentence. We become politicians. We never know half the things about politics. We fight 50A, special prosecutor. We fight to cut the bill against the police. What are you giving them money for? We need money in our communities. We need money for resources. We need money for mental health. We need money for the homeless. 50A has to be repealed. The money from NYPD. We say no more cops. No more cops. No more cops. No more cops. Give us back our street. Give us back our street. This is our street. This is our street. This is our street. This is our street. Kimani was only 16 years old. Kimani ain't lived no life yet. Kimani ain't seen nothing yet. No more cops. No more pigs. No more pigs. No more pigs. Thank you.
Peace, everybody. Before we call in the next people, let's remind all of the police officers that are around here. Let's remind them that we don't need them. That we don't need them to keep us safe. When I say who keeps us safe, you say we keep us safe. Who keeps us safe?
We keep us safe.
Who keeps us safe?
We keep us safe.
Who keeps us safe?
We keep us safe.
Who keeps us safe?
We keep us safe.
All right, next up. Let's welcome Valerie Bell, the mother of Sean Bell. Everybody know about the 50 shots, November 25th, 2006. I don't like talking about that. But in order to talk about it, we have to make changes. The things that we're doing with these families, and all the changes that to be made, we had to write a vision. And the vision was written for the Police Stat Act. The vision was written for the 50A repeal. The vision was written for the special prosecutor. So we know we have to come together to have those things come to pass, and it will. We have to have a voice, as you hear our voices now. And we need to hear your voices to stand with us, no matter what color you are. We're all made of the same thing. You have to understand, we have to love each other. We have to help each other. We have to be together. There's no black, white, red, or white, but we say Black Lives Matter because they're killing us all for no reason. It's been happening 400 years or more. It's been happening. As they say, we're sick or tired of it. I'm the one who was laid back, didn't say much in 2006. My husband was out protesting, rallying with everyone. I didn't come out to 2014 because I said enough was enough is enough is enough. I had to get out and speak for my son. It took me 8 years to open up and to speak for my son. Everybody always called me the mothering type, the quiet type, but not anymore. They told me to put on my militant gear. Look at me. Look at me, my militant gear. I don't usually wear a cap, but look at me, my militant gear. I have on the whole armor of God who protects me as I come out and speak to everyone. I'm glad you're on the staircase to fight for what is right. We are sick and tired of what is being done to our people. Every time I hear about a killing, it just opens up my womb again, and we're just sick and tired of it. I stay on the politician's back. I vote, and I hope you vote, because if you want to have a voice, you need to vote. Not only vote, but stay on the politicians' back. This weekend, I was up to midnight talking to the politicians over the phone, talking, texting. Back in 2006, they didn't do no video of my sons, because they were probably too scared, because 50 shots were going everywhere. But now, you see the videos? Even though they see the videos, they need to believe their eyes.
The Police Tech Act was passed that showing all, opening up the killings that the police does to everyone. Now we need that 58 repeal. The 58 started in the 70s, but it wasn't for the New York Police Department. We need it now. I guess, no, they're gonna do it because what they see that happened in Minnesota to that young male that was killed for no reason. When he cried out, mommy, mommy, I did the same thing. My mother's been gone. When my son was killed, I cried out, mommy, mommy, helped him. And I can imagine how that poor man was feeling. So we have to stand together. We have to work together. We have to stop killing each other. If we're gonna take the police department away, we have to do the community the right way that it needs to be done. It's work with each other. Work with each other. I believe in my heart. I believe because I'm able to stand through my family, through the Justice Committee, through all the organizations that stood with us. I am standing, and I pray that you continue to stand with us. As we leave here and we go to march, we're going to march together. We're not going to let anybody come between us. We're going to march together. Black, white, yellow, green, we're going to march together. That's the only way the society is going to live. We live among our people. We don't want the separation. You have to stop treating us like we're nobody. We're somebody. We're only different in the color of our skin. We might have different thoughts, but God help us all. God bless you all, and thank you.
One more time for Valerie Bell. Lord. So next up is Sam, the brother of Alan Feliz. Let's welcome Sam.
Thank you so much for, thank you guys for being out here. I appreciate it. The name Alan Feliz probably doesn't ring a bell to anybody because that's part of the agenda of kind of keeping everything under the rugs when you do dirt. So I'll go ahead and I'll jump right into it. I would like to thank everybody for coming and showing up. It means a lot to me and my family, so I'm not going to waste your time. Alan was born and raised here in the Heights. He was a loving and caring, memorable person. On October 17th of 2019, it was a normal day as Alan was leaving a friend's house to go pick up his daughter. He was stopped allegedly for not having his seatbelt. I implore you at this point in time, go check out the video for yourself. It's on YouTube. Alan Feliz is the name. They have the body cam footages where it shows the injustice of how these officers brutally murdered my brother with a single shot to the chest within the vehicle and then dragged his lifeless body out into the pavement, pantsless, in front of everyone to see at 3 o'clock, broad daylight. So please take a look at that so you can feel a little bit how I feel today. After they realized that Alan indeed did have his seatbelt, they apologized, but they still continued with the due diligence of finding out more and probing more. Alan was driving a rental vehicle, so that wasn't setting up any alarms or anything out of the ordinary. And they were already wrong about him not wearing his seatbelt. So they continued to run the information. Officer then quotes, he pops, which is lingo for them saying that he had an outstanding warrant. He then tells my brother that he is not in trouble, step out the vehicle. He just wants to have a word. Sure. So as my brother didn't impose any threat to this officer, the officer calmly went to hand something over to a partner and then asks my brother to ensure that the vehicle's in park. My brother seems to go do that and check on the vehicle. And when he goes in the vehicle to make sure that the vehicle's in park, here comes the array of violence towards him. The officer on the driver's side, Edward Barrett, punches my brother into a pulp. On the other side, Jonathan Rivera, which is the officer who murdered my brother, shot 2 tasers directly into my brother, shocked him. My brother's not fighting for his, he's not even fighting back. He's pretty much shelling himself, defending himself from all these attacks that are coming his way. After the officer lets go of 2 rounds of a lethal charge of his taser, thank you. He then proceeds to pull out, unholster his weapon and shoot my brother in the chest. Let me remind you that this happened on Bainbridge Avenue, half a block away from Mount Fury Hospital. It seems that from all the stories that you guys are hearing here today, the NYPD has a shoot-to-kill mentality. Am I right? They're not giving us the opportunity to get away from their interaction with our life. From all the stories that I've heard, it was just countless moments that all these victims had with interactions with officers. My brother only had 120 seconds with the officers. I've heard people that had less, 3 seconds. It's crazy. So it's an agenda that they have. It's something that we have to change within the police structure. And $1 billion, that's chump change. That's chump change. We need to take everything that they have. Everything. As they took from us.
That's right.
What I want you guys to do is look to your left and look to your right and see how powerful you are. We can close down the Brooklyn Bridge. Thank you, Jumaane Williams. We can shut down City Hall. Whatever we put our minds to, we can accomplish as long as we have each other. Once again, I'm here just to share my brother's story. It was a tragedy that me and my family shared, and we're still at a loss. My brother was a pillar in our family and also within our community. I have a ton of young boys back at my block that are craving to have somebody to provide the leadership that my brother once provided. So I urge you to keep fighting for us. Stay with us. This isn't a one-day march. This isn't a one-day fight. I'm sorry. I'm passionate. But you can only be passionate about the things you love. And I love my community just as much as I love my brother. Until we change the way we have this police system structured, there will be no change. My idea is that from the settlements that they try to give us and buy us out and buy our silence with, let's not take it from the law-abiding citizens' taxpayer money. Let's take it from the police pension. Let's see how they feel after 60 years without having a dollar to retire on. Thank you for your time. I love you. I love my community. Thank you.
No justice.
No peace.
No justice.
No peace.
No justice.
No peace.
You've been listening to Stolen Lives.
This has been Building Bridges, your community and labor report with Mimi Rosenberg
and Ken Nash. And log on to our website at www.buildingbridgesradio.org.